One of the tenets of Aristotelian metaphysics was that the part is adjusted to the whole in the same way as the imperfect is adjusted to the perfect. So, as the individual is part of a perfect society, the law must be concerned with human happiness, because in a perfect society we should all be happy. This argument bears thinking through in some detail, as its steps and implications are admirably subtle. But when all is said and done, it introduces no new element of clarity to the original vagueness which it set out to dispel. Fortunately, Aquinas' skills as a political theorist were never misapplied to reality. His practical skills as a political operator, however, were much appreciated and frequently in demand. Late in 1268, Aquinas was hurriedly dispatched on an important mission to Paris. Once again, the university was in a turmoil of controversy. The dispute between the Dominicans and the university authorities had reopened. At the same time, recent translations of Averroes's commentaries on Aristotle were leading to dangerous radicalism. Aquinas had the difficult task of defending the Dominicans while defending his belief in Aristotle from attacks on all sides. The traditionalists considered that recent developments were compromising orthodox beliefs and placing the entire Christian interpretation of Aristotle in jeopardy. The Averroists, as the radicals were now called, had fastened once more on the old division between reason and faith. According to them, these represented two entirely different forms of knowledge, namely religious knowledge on the one hand and scientific rational knowledge on the other. In their view, the knowledge of faith and the knowledge of reason were utterly independent and could even contradict each other. This revolutionary split, which still runs beneath the surface of our thinking today, was correctly seen as a direct threat to the intellectual dictatorship of the Church. Aquinas continued his defense of theology as a science of reason based on revealed religious principles. But this sanctioning of the autonomy of reason, even within the boundaries of faith, led many traditionalists to condemn him along with the Averroists. Apart from all this, Aquinas also had his work cut out trying to defend the Dominicans. Much of the underlying cause of these struggles was political rather than purely intellectual, but fortunately Aquinas had some powerful allies. Not least of these was Louis IX, King of France. Louis IX was in many ways the exemplar of a medieval monarch. A muddled, well-meaning man, he ruled France for more than 40 years. He enjoyed intellectual company. The founder of the Sorbonne was a close friend of his, and bright clerics such as Aquinas were regular guests at his dinner table.